Order up! It is the final preview for our Major League Baseball regular season extravaganza. And we saved the best for last. The National League East. It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
The National League Beast from 5-2-1. Who you got, D?
All right. Number five. It's hard. Yeah, I'm going with the Nationals. You know, it's hard, you know, not to see another 100-loss season here. You know, they traded away all their talent. Soto, Turner, they lost Scherzer. You know, I think they're letting their young guys play. So I'm going with the Nationals at five. Now, four of the Marlins. I mean, they have Johnny Cueto and Sandy Alcantara, so they should be able to win some games. I just don't see where the offense is going to come from here. And this division is stacked, as you know, we're going to get into. And I think, you know, these last three, I mean, I'm sure you and I are going to, you know, have them in different orders. But, I mean, at three, I have the Phillies. And they're loaded with talent. And Nolan Wheeler at the top of their rotation is stellar. Then they have Schwarber, Hoskins, Bohm, Real Muto and Harper, but Harper won't be there until after the All-Star break in their lineup. And I think, and largely, I think that's why I have them at threes, because they're going to miss him in the beginning of the season, and we really don't know how long it's going to take for him to be effective, right? Mm-hmm. And number two, I've got the Mets. I mean, I see Verlander and Scherzer doing enough to keep the Mets relevant, but I think the loss of Edwin Diaz is going to hurt their ability to win close games, especially down the stretch. Number one, call me a homer, but I'm going with the Bravos, man. I mean, I think Cole Olsen's going to compete for an MVP this year. Acuna should be back into form. Riley's going to beast it, and it's the rotation, man. We got Soroka, we got White, we've got Morton, Strider, Freed. There's no excuses. So that's what I got, man. What about you?
Well, I think we're in agreement on the Nationals. It's very, very apparent that they're in a rebuild. So they're benefiting from the Trey Turner trade. They're benefiting from the multiple trades that they have made. Somehow, you're going to have Patrick Corbin still on this roster. Like, it's amazing to me. But, you know, you have...
That guy is bad. That guy is really bad.
You're still running out Corbin. You're still running out Strasburg. Like, that's very interesting to me. But then you're also going to have guys like Josiah Gray. You're going to have Mackenzie Gore that you got from San Diego. You have Keibert Ruiz that you got from the Dodgers. You know, you have some flashes. You have hope for the future. So the hope, you know, they brought in Jeter Downs, right? Jeter Downs is another guy that they got in via trade. So they're going to, they have this mix of veteran presence, but they won't be here very long. Because you're looking at your veteran presence is Corey Dickerson, Dom Smith, Finnegan, CJ Edwards, and the aforementioned Corbin and Strasburg. Like, the kids are going to get burned, but, you know, it's going to be a long year in D.C. Number four, it's hard to disagree with the Marlins, too. You know, they eventually... they have to come around, right? You kind of figure with the team that they have. Like, they have impressive talent. You have guys like Alcantara. But then, you know, you have a bunch of also-rans in this rotation, and it's just kind of meh. So it makes you wonder. Like, Jacob Stallings looked like a stud in Pittsburgh. And he took a significant step back his first year in Miami. Right. Pablo Lopez got traded for Luis Arraez. is Luis Arraez, is he going to be the guy? Like, I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see. But, man, they're going to compete, but they're just not talented enough to turn that competition into consistent winning. Number three, we're still in agreement. I'm with you on the Phillies. Like, that's great that you have Aaron Nola. It's great that you have Taijuan Walker, Zach Wheeler. Like, you have some arms in that rotation. But that bullpen, man. Like, Alvarado's a hothead. Like, he's more likely to get thrown out of a game. Sir Anthony Dominguez, did he turn a corner? Is he going to be, you know, is he going to be the closer that you think he is? You brought in Craig Kimbrell. Like, that's all you need to know. In the year of our Lord, 2023, we still think that Craig Kimbrell is the answer. I don't see it. I just don't see it. They're going to hit. They're certainly going to hit. But that bullpen is going to be the death. Number two, it's hard to say that the Braves are number two, because this is going to be a two-horse race. It's going to come down to the wire, much like it did last year. Now, head-to-head, Atlanta beat the Mets. Did the Mets do enough to overtake them, is the question. You already made the case as to why the Braves are stacked and ready to go. I still think it's going to be an issue of health, right? Albies is coming back. Acuna, is he going to stay healthy? Is Michael Harris for real?
Oh, Michael Harris is for real.
We'll see. We thought Jeff Francoeur was for real. Right? Another local guy. Right? Jeff Francoeur was supposed to be a stud. He bounced around the league for a little while. Right? Outfield is a little thin. You know? Luplo, Hilliard, Rosario. Probably can use another guy. Marcelo Zuna, he's there. You don't want him playing the outfield. You don't want to, if Marcelo Zuna is playing the outfield, you got a problem. A little thin in the infield too. Olsen, Riley, Arcia, Albies. You know, you can use a little bit more there. Like, that depth could be a problem. So that's the one reason I would put the Braves below the Mets. The Mets, their depth is challenged in the bullpen right now because of the loss of Diaz. But I like what Billy Epler did. Like, he brought in David Robertson, right? I can't stand Adam Ottavino, but they brought him back. Like, there's deep, deep roots here. Like, Brooks Raley needed a lefty out of the bullpen. Let's see if he's the guy. Steven Writings from the Yankees, he apparently, you know, was doing okay. Like, he was touching triple digits. He looked solid before he got hurt. We'll see what happens. Maybe McGill will catch fire. There's plenty of depth there. John Curtis, at one point, he was one of the more trusted pitchers in the Rays bullpen. So we'll see. But it's hard to argue with this lineup. If they can possibly shake off what happened last year and continue to grow, this team has been fortified. And you're going to have more guys on the way. Because that's the one thing about Steve Cohen, that's the one thing about Billy Epler. They've proven that they're not shy about adding. Right? They brought in Vogel back. Unfortunately, they brought in Darren Ruff last year at the deadline. This year, they brought in Tommy Pham. There are plenty of reinforcements. It's go time. The big fish was Justin Verlander, Kodai Senga. You fortified this team enough. We're officially in shit or get off the pot time if you are the New York Mets. So I'm going to take them, number one, narrowly over the Braves in a script flip from last year. LFGM. If you want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @FadeRouteDNZ. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.